Welcome to Today on Broadway for Wednesday, March 30th, 2016. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini, and I'm flying solo today, as James and I are both seeing shows on Tuesday night in our respective cities and couldn't get our schedules to line up. So it'll still be the same news, just much less banter. Anyway, on that note, let's get to it. It was announced yesterday that many members of the off-Broadway productions of Natasha Pierre and The Great Comet of 1812 will be joining Josh Groban and Danae Benton on Broadway this fall. The musical from original star Dave Malloy and directed by Rachel Chavkin will welcome back Lucas Steele as Anatoly, Amber Gray as Helene, Brittain Ashford as Sonia, Grace McLean as Maria D, and many others who have been with the show since its earliest days at Ars Nova. In fact, 18 members of the company, including Groban and Benton, will be making their Broadway debuts with the show. Based on a 70-page excerpt from Tolstoy's epic War and Peace, the musical focuses on a passionate love story set in early 19th century Moscow. Natasha Pierre and The Great Comet of 1812 will begin performances at Broadway's Imperial Theater sometime during the first week of October, with an opening night set for Monday, November 14th, 2016. On Monday, it was announced that Tony winner Harriet Harris and Patrick Kerr, most recently on Broadway as Mr. DePenna in You Can't Take It With You, will leave Joe DiPietro's new play, Hollywood, beginning in May 2017 at the La Jolla Playhouse. The cast will also feature Broadway alums Kate Rockwell, Carolyn Braver, and Scott Drummond. Based on the true crime 1922 murder of Hollywood director William Desmond Taylor, the celebrity suspects mount as the headlines explode with lurid reports of love triangles, hush money, and deception. Sounds like a good time. The show has already been extended for a week on the strength of La Jolla's recent season announcement, which in addition to Hollywood will feature the West Coast premiere of Tom Kitt and Brian Yorkey's musical adaptation of the book and movie Freaky Friday. So West Coast, if you want to see this one, get your tickets now because it's going to be tight once it gets closer to May 2017. As James and I have previously discussed on the show, Felicia Rashad has returned to the New York stage in Terrell Alvin McCraney's play Head of Passes at the Public Theater, directed by Tina Landau. The show, which has been extended through April 24th, opened on Monday to very strong reviews. The New York Times' Ben Brantley said, "Miss Rashad gives the impression that she could definitely hold her own on Shakespeare's Blasted Heath. Portraying a sorely tested southern matriarch, she can be found railing against God and the elements of a harrowingly Lear-like rage." The Hollywood Reporter's David Rooney said, "Despite its conventional beginnings, this is another adventurous work from McCraney, pondering serious theological questions pertaining to the eternal, unanswerable mysteries of random punishment." Linda Weiner of Newsday wrapped it up by writing, "If Felicia Rashad had not already taken us on formidable journeys through the world of August Wilson and so many other formidable dramas, it would be tempting to call Sheila, the matriarch and head of passes, the role of a lifetime. In fact, it is hard to imagine Terrell Alvin McCraney's most atypical adventure without Rashad at the center of this updated Book of Job. I would imagine that even with a one-week extension and raves like this, it's going to be tough to get a ticket over at the Public, so if you want to see this one, get your tickets now." One that you don't necessarily need a ticket for is Barry Child from The New Group. That's because the theater streaming service Broadway HD announced yesterday that they would be streaming the show live tonight, March 30th at 7:30 p.m. The critically acclaimed off-Broadway revival of Sam Shepard's Pulitzer Prize-winning play stars Ed Harris, Tasia Farmiga, and Amy Madigan. The stream is free with all annual subscriptions to Broadway HD or for $9.99 otherwise. Broadway HD is available as a monthly subscription for $14.99 with unlimited access to all content, or as an annual subscription service for $169.99. You can reserve your live stream pass at BroadwayHD.com. If you would prefer to see the show in person as opposed to on a screen, it runs just through this Sunday, April 3rd, at the Pershing Square Signature Center. In other theater on-screen news, yesterday, Telsey & Company Casting announced an open call for the lead role of Tracy Turnblad in this December's Hairspray Live on NBC. The open call will be on Sunday, April 24th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., with sign-ins beginning at 9 a.m. The notice does request that everyone auditioning be prepared to sing a short portion of the show's opening number, Good Morning Baltimore, a cappella. The call is open to actresses 18 years and up. Craig Zaden and Neil Marin will again be producing the musical event, with The Wiz Live's Kenny Leon back to direct. Original choreographer Jerry Mitchell is also back on board, and as he did with The Wiz, Hairspray's original Tony-winning Edna, Harvey Fierstein, will be adapting the script for the small screen. If you want more information on the open call, email hairsprayopencall@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. I'm Matt Tamanini. You can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt, and don't forget to subscribe to Some Like It Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. We will have a TV-heavy episode coming out later today, but Jen and I do share a few short stories about She Loves Me and, of course, Hamilton. Speaking of Hamilton, on tomorrow's Today on Broadway, in this very feed, we will be joined by the hosts of the fantastic podcast, The Hamilcast, which James and I mentioned on yesterday's show. Since we talked about it really briefly, we wanted to give Jillian and Bianca a chance to let you know what their show was all about all on their own. Anyway, don't forget to follow Broadway Radio on Twitter and Facebook, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.